hurts even more. So 40-50 chance to even things out at 1-all for Paris in this third and final set.
This is where the energy of the crowd, the home crowd, can help Paris, especially if Anisimova is feeling it. Drop shot from Paris at 40-15, straight down the middle of the court. Anisimova gets there, tries to play the forehand into the corner. Paris thinks it's wide. Didn't look a very confident circling of the mark that she just did, but the umpire's coming down and she agrees it was wide. Anisimova is standing, waiting, leaning on the net, both hands forward. Didn't like that much, but she's going to have to accept it, and it's a game apiece.
That serve is still, to me, the barometer for Paris in this match as far as the first serve percentage. She keeps serving that way, hang in there and take an opportunity to hopefully break. Could come through.
Matthew also asks, are you both commentating until the end of the fortnight? Almost, I am. I think Sophie's commentating until second Thursday or Wednesday.
On and off, actually. I'm off.
Or all the way through?
I think I'm off Monday, Thursday, Friday, okay. And back on Saturday for the final.
There you go. So we're in and out
next,
a little bit.
Yeah, next week is a bit more seldom for me. But you have plenty of fabulous people on the team, so hopefully you keep enjoying it.
We'll keep talking about your book, don't worry.
Oh, I hope so. You've been great. You've been very supportive. Serve
to the backhand side of Paris, and Anisimova cleans the line with a massive backhand cross court.
Massive is the way to describe that, that's for sure.
30 love, Anisimova. Also, Matthew's got one other question. What do you think, or how far do you think Rafael Hodar will go in this tournament?
I hope as far as possible. He's my dark horse.
Yeah, me too. We're all on Hodder.
Since her horse is gone.
We're totally unbiased, but we would like Hodder to win.
Listen, he's a young man, so can he take that pressure, or can he just, you know, live, you know, through that youth? And we've seen this before. You know, youth gives you wings because, you know, you kind of like don't really know what's going on. You just, oh yeah, why not?
He's got Karenia Busta next.
Listen, I mean, he's got the game, that's for sure. It's just all about being able to manage the immensity of playing in that level for seven matches in a row.
He's got Karenia Busta tomorrow, and then it'll be Zverev or De Jong.
Let the same series.
So, opportunities.
Of course. Everybody's got an opportunity in this men's draw.
Well, that's true. That is very true. This year, now that no Alcaraz, Sinner beaten, Djokovic gone as well. Anisimova double fault, so it's 30-all.
And here is the opportunity that Paris is looking for. A little bit of a lack of concentration, giving a chance here at 30-all, 1-all for Paris to maybe get the first break point of this third set.
Jody saying that Anisimova should be used to the weather. She's from America where it's 90-odd degrees and humidity, but she hasn't played that much lately, as Sophie said. And as she's aces out wide.
Timing.
Right on cue.
Timing is everything, right?
40-30.
30-all.
Game point.
This is the third ace of the match for her. Seven aces from Paris. That's how great she's been serving in this match.
Game point. Anisimova. Serve to the backhand. 200 return from Paris. Up the line goes Anisimova with the backhand and then goes wild long with the forehand. Anisimova bends double again.
Yeah, I'm not sure if she's feeling the pain or is she just getting frustrated when she's bending over.
She's definitely getting frustrated, but she might also be feeling the occasion and the physicality of it all. Now 42 minutes doesn't sound long, but it's so hot that it is really tough out there. Back to Juice. First serve in the net. Harry stands about a foot behind the baseline. Now right inside the baseline to attack a forehand return. Goes inside in. Backhand from Anisimova. Slice backhand up the line from Parry. Whips a forehand into the cross court. And forehand goes long from Anisimova, who hits herself in the head with a racket. And it's break point to the Frenchwoman.
Avantage, Parry.
Yeah, she's definitely crouched over and getting her towel and toweling down. Not only is she tired, but she's also very upset at herself. And here is that breakpoint opportunity for Diane Parry.
I mean, she's not playing badly, Anisimova, by any means, but she is definitely emotional.
Yeah, considering she hasn't played. She hasn't played a match since Miami. Hello.
I'm surprised she got to this stage, to be honest, with the wrist injury. She's done well.
Fitness-wise, I mean, it's tough.
Break point. Takes a bit of pace off the serve. Gets a backhand to crack into the backhand corner of Parry. Hits that slice up the line again. Forehand up the line from Anisimova, followed by a backhand cross-court. Parry slices down the middle, but it's in the net.
See, right here, she has the opportunity on this one after the second slice she hit on the third slice to go with that really big one-hander and put a lot of pressure and hit it, and she doesn't do it. I mean, it's easier said than done, that's for sure, and I'm very good from the booth, but I tell you.
All right, miss from up here.
I think it's a miss opportunity right here.
How difficult is it for her? She's now adding this two-handed return in.
She's not now had it. She's done it
for quite a while.
And but people just realized
that. She took it away and then she added it back in. So she's got sort of three different shots on her backhand to hit. It's quite hard to get that shot selection right, isn't it?
Yes and no, because she knows what can work. She just has to have the guts to do it and believe and trust herself. I think the two-handed backhand until it's really sound, and I think she should use it on the return a lot more, really.
Well, that's what she does do. Not on that return,
like
because
right
it's a
here,
total
second
miss.
Second serve right here, two-hander would be great, but she's backing off from the baseline, so I'm not sure she's going to be that aggressive.
Second serve at game point, Anisimova spins it into the backhand of Parry, who runs around and hits a forehand into the tram lines.
Waste opportunity in this game for sure. Good on Anisimova to hang in there tight.
2-1. Anisimova in this final set on the serve. What else is happening around the grounds, Sophie?
Well, I don't know. Maybe some guy named Moise Kwame is getting on court. It's getting packed out there on Susan Langland, I tell you. It's going to be vibrating, and everybody's hoping that, okay, it's 4 p.m. We might be okay for the 6 p.m. Football match, but I think that's going to be a bit longer than 2 hours. 4:10 p.m. here. No, he's not. He's definitely going to go longer than the coup d'envoi, the start of the match. But he's entering the court right now, Moise Kwame. Of course, waving at the crowd. What a revelation this has been in the last, 3 months. And here at Roland Garros, his last match, 7-6 in the fifth, in such tremendous fashion. Lie down on the red clay at the end. French flags all over the place. And Alejandro Tabilo ready himself in the tunnel on the Susan Langland to get on the court with the headset, the music on. Almost forgot to take the little hand of the kid that he is accompanied by. He's in the zone, probably. He's going to have a hard time with the crowd. It's going to be probably 99.9% with Kwame. Back here, Coach Philippe Chatrier, Paris. Had an opportunity to break Anisimova, but was not to be. Now 1-2 in the third and final set, serving with the sun in her eyes from the presidential box side.
Anisimova returns inside out backhand, pushing Parry back behind the baseline. Backhand down the middle of the court from the American. Then she mishits a forehand. It's going to sit up and be there to be hit by Parry, who does just that. Drop shot from Parry is good. Anisimova comes forward, gets there, shoves it across court, should put the volley away, does.
That's a great point. Typical of play. Great play from both players. Nothing to be said. I think it was the right time to hit that drop shot. What a get from Anisimova. Very quick of a first step to get to it. Slid into that ball. A really good volley to finish.
I'm trying to work out exactly when Parry changed to use that two-hander on return.
Oh, I've seen it way, way before somebody made comments, actually, because she often did it on the return. But, you know, it's not all of a sudden. I think it's been like that for quite a while, but maybe it was missed by most people.
Well,
because she was not using it that much or as much as today.
Looking at quotes of hers, it seems to be that they worked on it hard in the off-season this year. Big return up the line from Anisimova. It's 15-0.
Last year at the US Open, I saw her do it. And I said, whoa, boy, she can do all these. Very good.
Yeah. Love 30.
Smart.
Under pressure now, Parry. 1-2.
It's the first serve right here that is needed. Big time.
Parry serves.
Premier service.
She'll go again as the first serve hits the tape. Lands wide. Reminder, French Open Radio at fft.fr if you want to get in touch. Ask any questions you may have or any observations about the first week of Roland Garros or at @radio_RG.
I still need to answer that question about what the book is about.
So
the book is a simple way called Tennis Smart and Simple to explain about how to play tennis and how to get better in tennis. So, and it's backed up by 29 QR codes, I believe, that explains what by visualization of a video when you hit the QR code to explain what I'm talking about in the book. So it's very fun and visual and can get you really to understand it not only by reading it but by seeing it.
15:30, Diane Parry serving second serve, and Anisimova waits. Then hammers the forehand inside in down the line. Parry digs it out, but it's long. And it's a couple of break points to the American.
It's the second serve that she's getting under scrutiny and getting pushed. So as it was working, the first serve was there throughout this match. Unfortunately, up a set and 4-2. And since then, it's been pretty tough.
Two break points for Amanda Anisimova. On the Parry serve. Starts with a good serve out wide. Goes forehand up the line. Lovely 1-2 combination from Parry.
Big difference. No doubt. 174 kilometers per hour. Loving how she hits that forehand to finish it. Very relaxed arm to impact, accelerating.
Got a good angle on that serve. Meant she had plenty of room on the forehand when she needed to. And just cracked it up the line. Still break point though, 30-40. Parry serves. Trying to go up the tee. She found the back edge of the service line.
Eighth ace of the match. What a timing.
Wow.
Good on you.
That was one of those serves that looked long all the way until it landed.
Gutsy.
Ace back to juice. Two break points saved.
How big is that? 15-40 with two big serves that enables her to get back here and hopefully hold.
It's huge. Juice. I'm going again down the tee. Stares at the crowd for a minute, straight after she netted the first serve.
You feel that back and return down the line, maybe from Anisimova. One of her favorite return.
Standing very tight to the baseline. She'll be moving in to hit it as the second serve comes in. Not yet, because Parry wasn't happy where the ball toss was. Now she is, and the second serve is good to the forehand of Anisimova, who gets good depth with the return. Backhand straight down the middle, sliced back by Parry. Backhand up into the net from Anisimova.
Couldn't get
down and up quick enough.
How many times do you see the exact same technique that is missing the ball when the slice is so low? She's not using the left-handed to really brush the ball low to high, to give it a big whack low to high, to get the arch, the top spin, the low to high action with the ball to get over the net. It's such a technical mistake.
Game point, Parry, to level up at 2-2. Misses with the first serve, under pressure again. First serve percentage has been dipping of late.
Yeah.
It's causing her a lot of trouble. Second serve. It's good down the tee. Forehand inside out from Anisimova is good. The chop back backhand is short from Parry. She can't do much. Great backhand though. Sets up another one to go cross court. And it's good enough because Anisimova nets the backhand volley. And it's 2-2 in this final set. There's that lovely one-hander.
And when she needs it, she's going to use it, especially on the passing shot, because passing shot with a slice backhand is pretty much impossible because the ball is so slow that the net player has plenty of time to get to the volley. But, that was beautiful. Back-to-back with two backhands and getting the game. And listen to this.
Well, if this doesn't get her energized, I don't know what will.
All these people could be at the football game and say the same thing. Paris, yep. Paris.
Exactly.
Merci, mesdames et messieurs. Merci.
Message from Austin. We always hear that Amanda's backhand is one of the best, if not the best, in women's tennis. Well, what makes it so good? As she begins her service game. I'll let you think about that for a moment.
Ooh.
And she nets a drive volley. Anisimova, love 15.
Yeah, it's tough when you get about 10,000 people screaming when you of happiness when you miss a volley in the net. You got to be very strong mentally. She's worked on her mental toughness and she's been doing wonders, Anisimova, but it sure doesn't feel good. I'll answer that question in a minute about her backhand.
Semi-finalist here in 2019 when she was 17. And here she is in 2026 trying to get to the fourth round again and crunches her forehand cross court.
Can
you hear her yell? She is really battling herself out here.
So the backhand of Anisimova starts with the technique that is flawless. I mean, she doesn't do anything that could go wrong, really. She has a very, very tight technique, but very loose technique. Which means that when she gets her racket back and before the ball comes towards her, she actually drops that wrist very quickly as well to relax and is able to create a lot of high action with a lot of acceleration.
Double fault.
It's all about technique right there, Simon.
Double fault from Anisimova.
Yeah,
that could be dangerous. So that's why, and her timing is impeccable, so is her footwork to be able to have that great timing. But today she's lacking of a lot of high action on the slice of Paris on the dirt that doesn't bounce.
Half a window for Paris, perhaps here. Tool, 15:30, second serve in Anisimova. We're underway on Longlen between Kwame and Tabilo. Plenty to look forward to over there. Paris runs round her backhand return to the forehand deep into the baseline of Anisimova, who forces Paris back, but then Paris slices the backhand, so does Anisimova. Then she goes up the line with a bigger backhand and misses long, and it's 15:40.
Wow. Talk about a reversal fortune for Anisimova, who is herself having break points and now facing
40.
Two of them here.
Good variety in that point from Paris. With a couple of nice slices.
Merci, s'il vous plaît.
A good return in the first place. And it's two break points. Anisimova takes the pace off to make sure it gets in, and Parry misses the return on the two-hander.
30-40.
Ball was short in the box. It got up high on Parry, and she steered it over the baseline. Still break point, though. Remember, Anisimova had a couple in the last game. Again, a kick serve from Anisimova. Backhand cross court again from Anisimova was good.
Yeah, didn't make a mistake on that slice return that was very, very short and low. She got down below the level of the net. It's easier when you're closer to the net because obviously the ball doesn't have to travel as much with more topspin. So dealt with that one on her backhand much better than when Paris hits a deep slice.
Yeah, that was well done by Anisimova. Good serve, good backhand. Got some back to juice. Again, takes the pace off, just making sure of that first serve. Goes back behind Parry with a backhand. Chop short from Parry, reaches full stretch. Backhand volley from Anisimova doesn't go away. The second one does. The first one was a high one that she ended up hitting a drive volley, but not cleanly. Second one, a more conventional volley into the open court.
Anisimova.
Very courageous, Anisimova, to come forward to the net. It's not some place that she's as comfortable, but showing a how great she's hitting it on the technique, trying to breathe here.
Yeah, game point.
Taking her time, Anisimova here.
Having saved those two break points, game point. Just waits. The ball toss was too far to the left. Serve from Anisimova. Really good kick serve. It's not even going to come back into play.
Anisimova
this time saves herself and gets herself out of a hole. Saving two break points to move ahead again at 3-2 in this final set of this third round encounter.
So what do you say to yourself 15:40 when you miss that two-hander return when you haven't been using it at all, really, for the last what? I haven't seen many in this.
She was using it.
A lot?
Yeah.
On the return?
Yeah.
In this set?
On the first serves.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe I have been watching some other match.
That's what I mean. It's an odd thing when you've got so much choice. Ooh, an update from the Southwest from Kathy. southwest
Salut,
of France.
Cathy.
No sun today. It has not burned through. Temperature 24. That's a good 10 degrees less than yesterday. This was not forecast for us.
Really?
The clouds should be with you by tomorrow.
Oh.
Sorry, going to watch Kwame on TV.
Yeah, I hear you.
Fair enough. We'll be
Enjoy
over there
it.
Soon.
He's down one love.
We'll be
on
over
serve.
There. It's early days.
Yeah, we'll be there.
In a five-set match, I think we can ease our way into it.
Yeah,
it's all right.
Right now, we got to focus on this great match here on Chatrier, as Anisimova has got two of those ice styles, one on her across her belly and one around her neck that she's giving back now to the ball crew.
Anna Kalinskaya up 4-1 in the third on Camila Osorio on court 14.
Wonder what happened in that second set, losing 6-love to Osorio.
And Martin Landaluce giving Cerundolo a run for his money. 6-4 down, but 5-6 in the second. Having a bit of breakdown, he's got himself back on serve. And Berrettini and Comisana, 5-4 Berrettini in the third. Comisana serving at 4-5, 40 love. So that one looking like it might head to another tiebreak. 7-6 in the first to Berrettini, 7-5 in the second. Indeed, it is 5-all. But here on court, Philippe Chatrier. Diane Parry serving. At 2-3. Nets the first serve. I want to see that first serve percentage, whether it's how much has been coming down lately. She's putting pressure on herself as a result. Good second serve. Netted on the forehand by Anisimova.
15-0.
Needed a good second serve and she got it.
She's quite mad at herself now, Anisimova, because, you know, you know that the second serve are always such opportunity because you're not pushed as much. You have a play on it, and to give it like a free point like this. She looked at her bench and was not happy at all, Anisimova.
Parry's serving at 62% for the match, first serve, but it's 54 in this third set.
Yeah, it's much lower, you're right.
And that's not what she wants. She's actually winning 86% of points on her first serve,
yes, 57
on her second.
Yeah.
So that's been decent. But the more first serves you get in, just the easier it is for you, usually. This is up 30 lovers. Anisimova gets herself in a bit of a tangle.
30-0.
That's the forehand.
Again, it's the slice from the racket of Parry down the middle. Completely gets Anisimova off rhythm. Not able to hit that forehand, missed it in the net.
30 love. Parry serves. Out wide, forehand. Big forehand return from Anisimova. Way too big, it's way over the baseline.
40-0. It's
three chances for Parry to level up. At 3-3. Sort of feeling each other out this early stages still of the final set. Working her way through. Game points. Diane Parry goes for the tee. Second serve to come. It's to the forehand of Anisimova, who lashes it deep. Gets an easy short ball that she should put away and does. Power of the return, setting up a simple backhand. It's 40-15. We'll bring you the order of play for tomorrow. The next change of ends.
I don't know if you saw that stat, but 15 winners from the back inside for Anisimova for one.
For Parry.
Yeah.
Was that was the rolled cross court pass.
Yeah. That's great serve. Why? And the service not returned in the court from the racket of the forehand of Anisimova, and it is 3-3 in this final set. This is
tug.
Not an easy one to call here right now. Who's going to crack first? The
not
question.
At all. Anisimova just wandering towards the chair. Just about to ask. I think she's going to change her racket.
Yep.
I thought she was going to ask the umpire something for a moment. Just puffing out her cheeks.
Yeah, it gives me time to give a shout out to my friend Juana, who's on the golf course listening to us in Texas. So hi,
lovely.
Juana. Hopefully lots of hole in one.
Lots of holes
lots
in one. Kim
Jong
Un. You don't normally have lots of holes in one in
Why
one
not?
Round.
Why not? Pourquoi pas? I believe.
Never
I believe
in
Juana.
Life.
Go for it, Juana.
What's the time in Texas right now?
Well, it took about six
Late
hours.
Morning?
6 hours before, so it's 10:24.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, nice. Nice and cool. It's probably 100 degrees already.
Yeah. I doubt it. I hope he's in a buggy.
Yeah.
I'm sure he is.
She is.
She, sorry. Some of the courses out there, they don't let you play without using a buggy, do they? Maybe they know it's going to be really hot, especially.
I'm sure she's... I hope she's in a car and not walking.
Yeah. In Britain, it's rare to use carts, you know.
It's amazing how many times Anisimova misses the backhand in the net off a slice, slow slice, deep from Parry. There's another one.
You'd think Parry would be doing it a bit more.
Well, you would think that Anisimova would be finding out a way to get more topspin on that ball.
Yeah. Love 15. Chop return by Parry. Good depth on
there
it. The forehand in the net from Anisimova. It just didn't get back enough time to get behind it.
But if the ball lands in the net, there's only one reason for it. You're hitting it too flat. You need to put some load of high action on that ball to get over the net. It's just physics.
Got to use your legs.
Well, the legs are not going to do it unless your rocket head does it.
Silence, s'il vous
plaît. Down your legs are. Drive up through the ball, all the usual things. It's love 30. Pressure on Anisimova. Good first serve.
Yep, that's going to pay
off. That's what she needed. Out wide on the angle.
Cairns
missed Thomas. Return. Forced error with the serve quality. 15-30.
Couple of break points for Moise Kwame in the third game on Longlen against Tableau. 15-40 here on Chatrier. It's 15-30 and Anisimova. Serve deep into the court, right onto the service line. Chop back on the backhand slice from Parry. He plays a drop shot. It's good. But Anisimova's there. Parry up the line for a winner. Beautifully played point from Diane Parry. And again, Anisimova bending double in the court.
Well, you have to know that if it goes long like this, that Anisimova is the one physically who's going to be hurting the most, because nothing replaces match play. And she hasn't played a match since Miami. Merci. That was the first tournament since Miami after this injury on her left wrist.
So it's two break points to Parry. Takes the power off the serve. Gets it in and gets the return she wants as the backhand return is netted. Still break point though.
Kwame did break. Did you mention that?
Nope.
2-1. Serving.
Serve down the tee. Chop back on the forehand from Parry. The crowd thought it was going out. It's not. It's in. High forehand. Anisimova waits from behind the baseline. Attacks inside out. Slice down the middle on the backhand side from Parry. Full stretch from Parry on the forehand. Backhand cross court. Anisimova. Slice up the line from Parry. Low to the forehand of Anisimova, who makes the mistake again. And the break is with Diane Parry. She leads 4-3 in the third.
But at least this forehand did clear the net. So she did put enough load of high action, but just went too close to the line. No margin for her. And the crowd is going wild here on Philippe Chatrier. Yep. Now all she has to do is to hold. She'll be there.
Oh, well, simple as that.
Of course.
That's all she needs to do.
Like I mentioned, smart and simple.
That's right.
Oh, let's sing.
Diane Parry, eighth time here at Roland Garros, trying to make the fourth round. She's a couple of games away. Uh-oh. How do you turn off Sophie's microphone? Where is it? Where's the button?
You can't reach, you won't get it. And everybody's going to see.
It's a tiebreak on Simon Mathieu between Berrettini and Komesana. One love, Berrettini in the third.
Everybody dips. Everybody cup. That's the ambiance, atmosphere on this Chatrier court right now. You gotta love it. Edith Piaf, entraîné par la foule. And there is the foule, the crowd. Here they go.
Two games away, Diane Parry from a place in the last 16 of Roland Garros for the first time in her career. Still work to be done, though. 4-3, she leads Amanda Anisimova, the number 6 seed. Can she get it done? It's a tiebreak between Cerúndolo and Landaluce, too. Parry serves. misses the first, just long. Crowd, you can hear a pin drop. Ball bouncing. Couple more. Second serve from Parry. Anisimova, just errant ball toss, she'll go again. Second serve is on the angle, it's a good one. Gets a chance to hit a big forehand, but the backhand from Anisimova is vicious. Inside out, that was a hell of a backhand.
And this is showing how much she likes her backhand better, because anybody else will go around that backhand to hit a forehand, but no, not Anisimova. Goes around the forehand to hit a backhand inside out winner. Absolutely beautiful.
All started with a big return. Gave herself the chance to unload on that backhand. Not 15. Serve down the tee. Forehand return down the middle of the court. It's hard and heavy and pushes Parry back, who gets a racket on the next backhand, but not enough to get it back into play. And it's love 30.
And what is Anisimova doing when she's done the score? Hitting harder. Going for more.
That's the way she plays. That is what she does. Amanda Anisimova, semi-finalist here in 2019.
It was a tough year to follow that with the loss of her father, unfortunately. Yeah. It changed a lot of about her career.
Forehand return from Anisimova. Gets a chance to go after another one. Oh, she nets an inside-out forehand and she can't believe it. She leads back in anger. Agony for Anisimova. 15-30.
It's already, you know, hard to lose a father, but it was also a coach at the time, so... It was a very tough time for her.
Well, she was very young.
Yep.
Anisimova waits at 15-30, Parry serving. Trying to kick that serve. That's the serve she likes a lot, but it's going into the strength of Anisimova. Second serve. Parry serves. Oh, it's a double fault into the net, and it's two break points for Anisimova. Get the break back in this final set.
Wow. Oh, tennis.
Pressure. Pressure of the situation, the scoreboard, the moment. Third round of Roland Garros for a home player and their home Grand Slam. Means a lot. Serve at 15-40. Goes out wide, ace.
Hey, that's how you do it.
30-40.
So is she kicking or going down the tee is the question right now, because that's what she's thinking about as she's picking her balls from the ball crew.
What about a body serve?
Nah.
That would be good.
I think she's going to go for the kick or the tee, but I'm not sure. I think the way she looks right here, I would say kick. She's a bit further from the middle.
30-40, still break point. Break back point.
Yeah.
Indeed, she does kick it deep and gets the return she wants. A wide backhand from Anisimova.
What a depth on that serve. Absolutely gorgeous.
40 ans.
Again, back to back. Huge serve, an ace, and then that last one to the backhand fast of Anisimova. Wow, huge.
15-40 to deuce. Parried, leading forward, bouncing the ball 6-7 times. Goes wide again, doesn't quite get the angle. Anisimova gets plenty on that forehand return. Parry hooks a forehand deep to the forehand corner of Anisimova, who gets great depth with her own forehand. Parry hits the baseline with her forehand. Anisimova trying to push her back, struggling though. Forehand from Parry is good. Now she slices the backhand, takes all the pace off it. Anisimova, backhand up the line. Anisimova goes cross-court backhand. Slice backhand from Parry, short. Forehand sits up from Anisimova. Backhand back into the net from Parry. Good hitting from Amanda Anisimova.
That's incredible playing, because she's hitting the ball so hard, taking more risk, obviously, than Parry, and still able to win the point without missing. That took a lot out of her, putting her hands along her body. Trying to recover from this, Anisimova. It is another chance to even things out here at 4-all after being broken.
Break point number 3 for Anisimova. Another kick serve to the backhand of Anisimova, who just blocks it back just short over the net. Whips a forehand pass off Park Cross. Parry at the net. And that is the break back indeed for Amanda Anisimova. It's 4-all in the third.
Wow.
2 hours, 13 minutes on the clock.
And that pass was not easy, I tell you. I mean, that was a great approach down the line, I thought, after this return that was kind of like off from Anisimova. And Parry did a great job to get to it. And then down the line with the slice. But wow, did she cut the angle to go straight to that bounce of the ball, Anisimova, and hit that, really picked her target and executed perfectly that cross-court pass.
Yeah, she was quite cramped when she hit it. She didn't have much room. She just threaded it across the court.
Merci.
Across Parry. No chance for Parry to get hold of it. It's 4-all. Both players two games away from victory. First serve missed by Amanda Anisimova. On another hot day here at Roland Garros. Second serve, Parry runs around it to hit a forehand, but then gets it all wrong and sends it long.
15-0.
Good serve from Anisimova. Bit of a body serve. Plenty of spin on it. And Parry trying to attack, but not really getting in a position to be able to do so. Serve from Anisimova, chopped back on the backhand by Parry. Backhand slice from Parry again. It has air on it, too much air, too much carve on the ball, and it drifts into the tram lines, and it's 30 love. Kwame consolidates the break on long len, leads 3-1 against Tabilo in the first set. And the third set to Francisco Comisana against Matteo Berrettini. So he's 2-1 up. Great return from Parry off a brilliant serve from Anisimova. She's back in the point. Backhand cross court's good from Anisimova. Slice backhand is a beautiful one from Parry. The backhand volley goes long from Anisimova. Points at her head, points at her team. Marches around back to the baseline, furious with herself, but that was a really nice pass. 30-15. It's a lot of spin on that ball. Sliced right down at her feet. 30-15. Takes the pace off again and almost a sort of short reply down the middle of the court. Back a forehand pass from Parry. The backhand volley from Anisimova is good enough. Parry did get there but put the pass well wide.
I'm impressed with the volleys that Anisimova is able to hit. Those are not easy volleys and classic volleys when you have a two-hander from the baseline able to control really one-handed backhand volleying. It's so difficult sometimes. She's doing a great job here.
Merci.
40-15.
S'il vous plaît.
The game points. Anisimova serves into the backhand of Parry, who chops it. Drop shot from Anisimova is perfect. That was really cleverly done. And she moves ahead now in this final set. She leads 5-4. And now it's up to Parry to serve in this match instead of getting close to serving for it.
Yeah, missed opportunities. But you know what? I think that except for that 15-40 when she has a chance to break and also, you know, with that one-hander in the net, that two-hander, sorry, in the net. I mean, she hasn't done anything wrong. It's really a good match for both players. And I'm impressed to see Anisimova being, you know, studying the game and being still in there and not being completely exhausted with the conditions that she's been playing two matches here and not having played.
Yeah.
Pretty impressive.
Yeah, she looks strong. She looks tired, but she's playing the right shots at the right time and she's still in there fighting hard. Anna Kalinskaya, 5-2 up on Camila Osorio in the third set on court 14. It's 7-all in the second set tiebreak between Cerundolo and Landa Luce. Cerundolo taking the first set. And Kwame is 3-1 up on Tabilo on long length. We will be heading across there at the conclusion of this match, keeping an eye on that. Coco Gauff still to come, defending champion on the women's side. Lots to look forward to. Well, here we go, moment of truth for Deanne Parry. Can she stay in this match? Christophe, or Chris, is saying, why don't the French play Plastic Bertrand's Ça plein pour moi?
Ça plein pour moi.
The changeovers. Such Christian class, Bertrand. Style, and vigor.
Christian Bertrand.
Sorry, did I say Christian? No. He's saying, he says Plastic Bertrand.
Plastic Bertrand. But his name is Christian.
Yeah.
Plastic Bertrand, ça plane pour moi. Because that, that doesn't plan pour Paris. Well, planer means kind of being in the air and being so loose, but it's she's not there right now.
She would be. She would do well to be loose right now. Good start to her service game. Good serve. Simple forehand into the backhand corner of Anisimova. And it's 15-love, 4-5. Needs these first serves. That's what's helping her.
Yep.
Pam Shriver says, Anisimova versus Parry would have been an awesome night match. Never mind, silly me, she says. It would have. Well, what about Osaka Sabalenka?
Osaka Sabalenka is going to be unbelievable.
It depends whether they actually want to play at night. I'm not sure. A lot of the women don't.
Doesn't matter.
No.
It's not about what they want. It's
of course
about
not.
How good that
of
would be.
Of course not. But yeah. Players make requests, I mean. You know, so
oh, they always
Iga Świątek has been requesting every first match, and she's got first match again tomorrow.
Well, she has the right to.
Absolutely. Every top player
four
can...
times
everyone can request whatever they like.
More, 15 more likely all. She's going to get that.
Serve out wide from Parry. Forehand up the line is wide from Parry, and it's 15-30. Danger.
She went for a little bit too much here, Parry, on that forehand. Here, she needs that. She needs the crowd.
She does. She needs first serves here. She needs heart. She's got plenty of that. And some courage. But Anisimova is sensing her chance. 15-30, 4-5, final set. Kick serve to the backhand of Anisimova, who pulls it wide and then just shows to herself where she should have hit that return. She says it's either down the middle or down the line. It was a good serve, though, from Parry. It got high up on Anisimova, a two-hander, and it's 30-all. Just knocks some of the clay off the back of her shoes. Steadies herself. Calms herself. And gets ready to serve. Huge point. Oh, just waits. Goes again. Serves into the net. A little bit of breeze rippling around Chatrier just as she tried to serve. Second serve. Anisimova waits 2 feet behind the baseline. Second serve. Oh, it's a good one out wide. And the forehand flashing return from Anisimova is well over the baseline. That was a brave second serve from Parry.
Wow.
Game point.
So gutsy from Diane Parry. This could be pushed into a tiebreak of a third set, and I would love this. I think that would be actually fitting, I think, the way that these two have been playing since 2 hours and 21 minutes now.
Yeah, so hard to pick between them. Game point, Parry. Serve out wide.
Yes.
Ace.
Wow.
What a time to come up with that. It was a bit of a kicker of a serve, but it still had enough on it to become an ace. And it is 5 games all.
Played so well, Simon, because when you want to kick as well as when it was slice as a four, as a right-hand person on the deuce side, you want to go to the short area of the box because it's so hard to cut the angle and get to it. Otherwise, that angle keeps going away from the receiver. Well done.
Well done indeed. Merci. Under pressure, merci. Comes up with great shots. 5-all. Kathy's back on, says, back with you. Shocked, the Kwame match not on TV.
What?
Prime is showing the Philippe Chatrier match.
15-0.
It's not on any Canal Plus or Tennis Channel or anything. You and the RG
in the
app are saving the day.
Oh, wow. Well, we'll be there as soon as this finishes, but we've got to stay here. Big time here.
It's 15-love, Anisimova at 5-all. First serve in the net. Parry standing sort of right behind, as well wide on the return, looking to run around that backhand and hit the forehand. And she does, but she hits a lot of loft on it and some spin, just asking Anisimova to wait. But Anisimova is unloading on ground strokes here. She's too hard on that one, too big. The forehand goes long and it's 15-all. It changes the pace there from Parry.
Can you imagine, just put yourself in the shoes of Anisimova, who is playing right now, that every single shot that she misses is applauded. Okay?
Yep.
I think people don't realize how difficult it is to play in this kind of conditions. I mean, it's normal. You're in France, but still.
Good first serve. Just blocked back on the backhand side by Parry, but it was right in the middle of the court. Anisimova just leaned into it. Big forehand inside out. 30,
I mean, you have to have thick skin to be a tennis player and an athlete in general, but to be a tennis player when you play against a player that is from the country where you're playing, good luck.
You got to accept it. She's getting claps when she hits good shots.
Oh, she's doing great. Yeah, but I'm saying on her mistakes, double fault, there will be claps.
Of course. Yep, that's not easy to deal with. Forehand return down the middle of the court from Parry, quickly across to her forehand side to get back in position to play one of these long baseline rallies again. There's a nice one-hander with plenty of topspin.
She
just got late moving to that forehand side. And it's 40-15.
Well, good on that, Anisimova, really. Again, take a chance. Go for it. Use the backhand down the line.
Cathy's in the southwest of France, and it's not on French TV. Kwame.
How is that possible?
Who knows, but we'll bring it to you. Don't worry, Cathy. We'll keep you abreast of that one. He's 3-2 up with a break.
Merci.
We'll be crossing there at the conclusion of this match, which is very close, as Anisimova serves to the forehand of Parry, who slices the backhand deep slice forehand from Anisimova, just giving herself a bit more time. Lovely backhand up the line from Anisimova, steps forward into a short ball, hems it cross court, up the line goes Parry, but it's in the net. And again, Anisimova moves closer to the finish line. She leads 6-5 in this final set. That was well done by Anisimova. Landa Luce's won the second set against Cerundolo, so they're level on court number 7. Took it 9-7 on the tiebreak. And Kalinskaya has finished off against Osorio 6-2 in the third.
How about the winner of this plays against a qualifier? Did you realize this?
Yeah.
The winner of this is playing against Szwalinska from Poland, another Polish player.
We had a great win.
And we had a great win against Maria Sakkari earlier today, but... what an opportunity for not only Szwalinska to have played now 6 matches. Hello. So you to put things in perspective, to win the tournament, you normally have to play 7.
Yep. She might have to play 10.
She is right there and waiting for the Paris Anisimova winner. And then I have to say that I cannot wait for the Mboko Madison Keys. You know, it always feels like this is going to be good. I mean, and you think that the two players were probably having some of the most powerful play in the game. You think, it's going to be unbelievable. But it's all about control and finding out if both of them can play great at the same time. So very interesting match that's coming up after the match of Berrettini and Komesana. That is on Simon Mathieu right now. Berrettini up 2-1 and
down
1.
Down
2-1. Thank you, Simon. And love 1 serving.
So Parry, for the second time, has to serve to stay in this match.
Is my wish going to come through?
What is your wish?
Tiebreak.
Oh, yeah. All right. Parry serves into the net. Zach says, unpacking groceries from our local farmer's market while enjoying your commentary. Great way to spend a Saturday morning. Thanks, y'all.
Thank you. Enjoy the farmer's market.
In Urbana, Illinois. Lovely. Second serve, Parry. Anisimova waits, moves forward to return. Forehand cross court from Anisimova, pushing Parry back. Good forehand from Parry, who's then off balance as she hits a short backhand. She can go cross court, but it's wide.
Yeah, good attack down the line from Anisimova.
Zero guns.
Just putting a lot of pressure, just hitting the ball so hard that Parry barely handled that ball coming to her backhand. Just put the racket there. Couldn't do much with it.
Mariana says she's in Greece and Eurosport are showing Kwame.
Excellent.
Mariana has the luck.
Cathy, you got to fly to Greece.
Or just listen to us. Much better.
Stay with us.
It's game point, Kwame, for a 4-2 lead in that first set. Here on Chatrier, 5-6, love 15. Final set, Parry serves. Anisimova returns, or doesn't, because the first serve was out.
Correction. So it was called out and then corrected quickly by the lines person. It will be a first serve, and Anisimova checking the mark anyway. She's saying the ball was long. Why are we giving our first serve?
Exactly.
Oh, it is long. It is actually now going to be a second serve. So we're going back to it. Tough break for...
Did the linesman correct himself?
Yes,
okay.
He did.
And then it's been corrected.
Yeah, it's been recorrected.
Corrected.
He was right to begin with. It was out. Second serve.
Don't doubt yourself, linesman.
Nope. Second serve, love 15. That's a tough break here.
Second serve to the backhand of Anissa Bova, whose return drops short, and she's out of position for the next one. Good backhand from Parry, 15-all.
I mean, that second serve was deep. And I mean, the pressure that you get, that there is at least 10, 15 seconds from serving first serve to second serve, you think you're going to have a first serve back, and then it changes to a second serve. That is well handled by Diane Parry.
15-all. Coming up to 2.5 hours in this third round battle. Serve, just too deep. She'll have to hit a second. So quiet in this stadium that can be so loud. And will be again if Parry can get out of this game. 15-all. Serve out wide to the forehand of Anissa Mobu, who lashes it just long.
Tom Tukens.
She's lacking a little bit of patience sometimes still, Anissa Mobu, in this match.
That's our game, though. I mean, you know that she's going to go for it. And on a second serve, just caught it a little bit too late. Parry, 30-15 here, 5-6 serving, trying to stay alive in this match. Back to the wall.
Parry serves. Goes for the kicker. It's at the top of the net. Just waits an extra moment while the ball boy gathers it and gets back to his mark and kneels down. Second serve. Parry. Kicker to the backhand of Anissa Mobu, goes cross-court with the return. Chipped up the line from Parry, then a forehand cross-court with a bit more depth. Backhand from the French woman is short slice, and the backhand is deep from Anissa Mobu. It's good. It gets a forehand short ball that she should attack. And she finds the sideline just about. A little bit of a shaky-looking forehand, but it made it.
Wow.
30-all.
So close. No margin for her whatsoever. 2 points away. Amanda Anisimova in this third round.
Wow, so much pressure. Needs a first serve, you would think.
I think she's going wide, short.
Kwame, 5-2.
This was her best serve of the match.
Yep.
I would think that she would use it right now.
She's been doing it a lot. Does she go that way again?
Nope.
No, she was going up the tee.
Well, she should have done.
Changing it up.
The other one.
Changing it up.
Missed in that second serve, Anisimova. Is she going to go for it? Is she going to attack this down the line at her favorite spot?
5-6, 30-all. Second serve. Out wide. That is a good serve, but it's a good return too from the forehand side from Anisimova, who has to go forward to a short ball on the backhand side. And doesn't make it. Pushes it long.
Yep. A little late getting to that ball, lunging into it. Unfortunately, with the lunge came the extension of the racket head and couldn't control it, hit it deep. And it is a chance for a tiebreak to 10 points to decide of whom will go to a fourth round here.
Game point, Parry. Crowd settles. She serves. To the backhand of Anissa Mobu, goes straight back down the middle of the court. Pulled cross-court by Parry. Up the line goes Anissa Mobu. It's too big, too long, and we will have a deciding tiebreak to decide who goes through to the fourth round. Good effort from Diane Parry to get out of trouble in that service game, holding her nerve well. And now it's a tiebreak, first to 10 points.
I'm so excited. There
Sophie's,
we go.
Have you had how many coffees have you had today? Six?
No. Just two.
Just two?
Oh, it was good girl.
Must have been strong ones.
Well, you know, the espressos.
Exactly. French espressos. Merci. Melissa says she is multitasking, listening to Radio Roland Garros, watching the Kwame match on HBO here in the United States, specifically Palmer, Ohio. Start of this tiebreak. Anissa Mobu, wild forehand. Way over the baseline. Had plenty of time. It was shortish. Just blew it. Bloomed it long. Great start for Parry.
Big gift. Diane Parry will serve now. First to 10 points. 2 hours, 32 minutes on court. Who wants it more?
These 10-point tiebreaks are very different animals to the usual seven-pointers. Mentally different, because when you're down by quite a lot, you can still come back. So it's still important to get a good start, make you feel better. But there are opportunities, there are chances. Serve down the tee from Parry, slapped forehand return from Anisimova. Just slides into a forehand, guides it deep. Then forehand cross court. Parry whips it cross court with a forehand of her own. Then she hits more height on the forehand. Backhand inside out from Anisimova is class.
That backhand is just so precious. And the inside out has been working better, I think,
yeah,
than the cross court or the down the line today.
I think you're right.
What'd you say?
I think you're right.
Music to my ear.
As we said, a stop clock is right twice a day. 1-1. Deciding 10-point tiebreak. Ooh, looking for that slider out wide again. Just wide. Second serve. Plenty of bounces of the ball. Gets herself in position. Second serve down the middle of the box. And the forehand again is long for Anisimova. That forehand is letting her down.
Well, I mean, she's looking at her box going, well, how can I hit it that long? Well, get a tighter racket or put more spin on it. But
yep,
good luck with that, because it's easier said than done. But that's the problem.
She hits it so flat, doesn't she, on the forehand?
Exactly. And the more rotation in the air with the ball, the heavier the ball is. Hence, that's why it's going back down, because of the force of the spin through the air.
Merci.
Gravity.
2-1, Parry. The Anisimova serve, two serves to come. It was long with the first. Parry definitely has the energy here. She's got the crowd for sure on her side. Standing about 6, maybe 7 feet behind the baseline. And she doesn't have to return it, because it's a double fault from Anisimova. Wow, what a time to do that.
That's 2 points already. 3 points were gifts. And forced error with the forehand on the first point. And of course that double fault. Now she's chasing ball from the ball. The ball crew is sending her ball, but the ball is alive. She can't pick it up. They'll get another one from the ball crew.
Fifth double fault from Anisimova, that one. She serves at 1-3. Takes the pace off. Just kicks it in. Sliced back. Deep by Parry. Who has to move quickly to her forehand side to get it. Drop shot from Anisimova is absolutely perfect. That was class on the forehand side.
Parry.
Cross court. Parry, I don't think expected that one. And it's 3-2, but the French woman has the mini break. Takes a ball from the ball boy, gives it back to him. Sarah's asking Sophie how the book signing was. It was good.
It's fun. Book. I was nervous, but
she
was
signed
fun.
Some.
Yeah.
Martina Navratilova. Sorry. Serve to the backhand of Anisimova from Parry, 3-2. Up goes to the drop shot. Anisimova gets
there.
Why
did she go with a two-hander there? Why?
This is what I mean. It's the confusion. 3-3.
Oh, it's such a mistake here.
She's done that a couple of times.
Not on a pass.
Yeah, she has. Two or three times. She tried to hit a pass on a point at the end of a game, a two-book two games ago, on a two-hander when she's got such a beautiful one-hander. But this is what I mean about the return, Sophie. If she's returning two hands, she's got a lovely slice and a beautiful one-hander, sometimes the brain can get muddled and you don't know what you're doing. And that's clearly what happened there.
3-2. Backhand pass missed.
So 3-3 in this. 3-3 in this final tiebreak. Sophie's now thinking aloud, which is very,
no,
very
I'm
helpful.
No, I'm writing it
Sophie.
Down because I need to keep that track.
You
on
can
this.
Still write down without opening your mouth. No, it's not possible. I don't think it's possible, is it? Sign some books. Think books.
You notice I'm not talking to you anymore.
I know, it's good. 3-3. Let's go. Deanne Parry. They switched ends. Remember, change of ends every 6 points. We'll have a change of commentators at the end of this match.
It's about time they replace you.
There's plenty of time to go. I'm going to ignore that. Serve down the tee from Parry, just wide. Bounces the ball on a racket. Then about nine times before she's ready. No,
ten.
And then one more. little pause. Second serve to the forehand of Anisimova, who plays it cross court. Good depth from the forehand of Parry. The forehand from Anisimova goes long. So it's 4-3.
Tons of pressure because the forehand of Parry was hit with a lot of velocity and depth, and that is a lethal combination. Anisimova is not enjoying that at all.